Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. It is 4:25 PM on Saturday the 24th of January. Heading back home again, down through the park. It's a dreich day. Not raining, just the overcast and dreich in the air. So, yesterday, I became the ripe old age of 65. First off, I have to say a big thank you to everyone who either tweeted me about my birthday, sent me a card or cards, and an e-card from a certain person. She knows who she is. Thanks very much for that. And even a mug. A mug for a mug. But people did tweet me birthdays. They're still doing it yet. I've really not had that a lot to listen to. I've just got up two short audio boos from two wonderful ladies that follow me. I've done a couple of really nice things on audio boo for me. So it's great. It's great. Thank you so much. You probably don't realise just how much it's appreciated when you get kind words and thoughts. Yeah. Much appreciated. Treasured even. It's treasured thoughts and words. So, being 65 yesterday made me a senior citizen or an oldish pensioner, depending on how you want to look at it. I class myself as a senior citizen. I think it's a nicer term, nicer terminology. But it made me think, last night, as I lay in bed trying to go off to sleep, these thoughts came out of my mind. And it was that being 65, of course, was a milestone. You know, living to 65. My wife's father, Andy, he died at 59, and I lost my best friend when he was 48, and you know, things like that. I lost a next door neighbour at 58-year-old. So getting to 65 doesn't maybe seem to some people to be a great age, but I think it is actually. You know, and it's a milestone in my life. So it made me think about other milestones in my life. So, I'm going to just try and go off the top of my head and go back to milestones of my life, if I can. Of course, my first milestone would be me being born, but I didn't know an awful lot about that. I was probably just screaming my wee head off with a bright red face and a ginger scalp. But I think, you know, I could include things like first day at the wee school, at the primary school. That'd be a milestone, but I don't really class it as that. I remember in particular being 14 year old and going to my first record hop. That's a dance if you don't know what it is. Where a record hop was just what it says. It was a wee dance hall. It could be anywhere. It could be in a church hall. It could be in somebody's big wooden garage. It could be in the youth community centre. And all you did was, there was no DJ as such, although the guy was a bit of DJ, and played records. So there was no group, in other words. I remember going to my first record talk with my big sister. And my big sister was worldly wise. Not like me. I'm a very naive and romantic person. My sister was a different case altogether. She was worldly wise. And she knew all the guys, you know. And all the moves on the dance floor as well. And I remember going to this record hop, and I was dancing with this girl who I fancied like mad at 14 year old. So what made it a milestone? Well, it was my first record hop, but it was also the first time I held a woman. Or, in that case, a young girl. But putting my arm around her body and holding her close. Well, I wasn't holding her that close because my sister came over while still dancing with a guy and took my hands and put them in the appropriate place for a Mooney. For a moon dance, and I just couldn't get over this. I was, oh, different stuff. This was, that was me. I was a man already. So I remember that milestone. It stuck, and I can even remember the girl it was. Can't remember her name, but I can even at this day picture. I can still smell the perfume that she had on. So I think it's one of those Avon products I remember here. Because I did ask her, because I was just saying I was a romantic. You're smelling nice, what is that? I'd practiced that. So that was a milestone, doing that. Being 18 was a milestone in my life, because at that point I had asked my mum if I could go on my digs, and she wasn't very happy. So digs, if you don't know what digs is, you probably do, but it's where you don't pay all your wages and your mum, she gives you some money back. It's when you agree or negotiate what you'll give your mum every week to look after you, to do your washing, your cooking, feed you and wash you and everything. And expect her to do it all for £1 a week. Well, I was not on great wages, but getting on my digs was great. She finally gave in, because within a couple of weeks, I was beginning to have money in my pocket, real money in my pocket, and be able to go and buy new jeans and go to the dancing, have the money to go to the dancing, things like that. And just shortly after that, another milestone came along very, very quickly, because I won the lottery. No, it wasn't a lottery, it was football pools at that time, sorry. Any 8 from 10, I won a grand total, although I did thought I'd won a million until I realised there were common numbers and loads of people had won. I won £64. That would be in 1968. So all of a sudden I had that bit of money. And what did I do? Went and bought myself a scooter. My first scooter, which was a milestone, because then I was one. I was a mod already, but now I was one of the real mods who had a scooter. And he could go pop-potting around the town and stick fingers up at the greasers, the bikers, the motorbikers. So that was definitely a milestone. I wouldn't say that meeting my wife Mary at 18, going on 19-year-old, was a milestone. Because I had, indeed, although I wasn't one of the favoured few who had girls hanging off them and dripping off their shoulders. I was never like that. So I wouldn't say it was a milestone meeting Mary, but it was a milestone a year later when, at the age of 20, we got engaged. She told me we had to get engaged. No. It wasn't one of the cases where I went down on one knee and asked her for her hand in marriage. It was just something that came natural between the two of us. We just kind of agreed we'd get engaged. So that was a milestone. And in April of 1971, at the age of 21, we got married. That was definitely a milestone, because getting married was a major thing. We had our own wee home. I was working for a National Coal Board at the time, who gave us what they call the cottages, a cottage up in my wife's hometown, not here in Bathgate. So I had to move up there, but it was a lovely cottage with one big bedroom, a giant living room, a tiny wee bathroom with a bath, and a nice tidy wee kitchen with a Sifona stove in it. That was a milestone, getting my very first property. It wasn't mortgaged, it was rent, coal board rent, very, very cheap. But it was still a milestone, because it was my very first, very, very, very first home. I suppose it's probably more a milestone for my wife, because for a woman to have their very first home, their nest, in other words, their first nest of their own, away from mammy, it probably meant a damn sight more to me than it did to me, but it was still a milestone in my life. Milestones came along exactly a year later, on our anniversary date to the day, but a year later, when our firstborn child, my son, was born. I was at the birth of our children, so that was a major milestone. And 4 years later came daughter number one, 4 years later daughter number two, and 4 years later daughter number three. All in leap years, of course. Well, if one was in a leap year, they'd all be in leap years, wouldn't they? And being 21, of course, key the door, but at that point I was getting married, I didn't really need to keep my mum and dad's door. I already had it. They gave it to me when I was 18, because they couldn't be bothered waiting up for me till 1 o'clock in the morning till I come home. So they just gave me keys and just told me to be home before dawn. So those were milestones at that point in my life. I remember being 25, and that was a kind of milestone, because at that point, I don't know if it's still the same just now, motor insurance companies treated you as a proper adult and not a stupid race-around boy in your car, and dropped your insurance premiums by a fantastic amount, to be honest. And so by the time I got 25, I found that I was only paying a fraction of the insurance that I was paying previously. And that released money for other things. What would be the next milestone then? Well, I suppose rearing a family, going holidays, doing what you can for them. Not really milestones through that period, I guess. My 40th birthday was a milestone, of course, because that's one of the targets in life. You know, they say things like 16, 18, 21, 40. Why is that a big jump from 21 to 40? But I remember it because my wife threw a lovely, great big party with friends, family and neighbours. I knew nothing about it. Totally stupid me. And walked in from work one late afternoon to a massive party in the house. And that's why I remember my 40th, I wouldn't say more than anybody, it's still so fresh in my memory. The shock I had, I'd not an inkling. She's good at that, you know, she's devious. So, I suppose the next one would be, trying to think hard here, would be our silver wedding, 25 years married. And when we're 25 years married, we headed off to Ireland on a fly drive holiday. Now for us, that was big business. Never done anything like that in our life, and it was just the two of us. A fly drive holiday to Ireland, 2 weeks in Ireland, driving around all of Southern Ireland, and stuck our noses into Northern Ireland at one point for a short time. But that was a fantastic holiday, and being able to afford in the first place something like that. We also had a bash in the local British Legion here. That's where we hold most of our stuff in the town, in the British Legion, because it's the best place in town to have a party. So we had a big bash in there before we headed off to Ireland. So that was our 25th wedding anniversary. Now, where do we go from here? 25th, so by that time, I'm getting on a wee bit, ain't I? Milestones, I suppose, are supposed to be positive things that happen in your life, but they can be negative things. But I'd rather not linger on that at the moment, in fact, not at all. So, as I said, we went on just getting on with life and soldiering through as best we can, or could. A major milestone, I guess, was when I retired from work completely. That would be in 2007. So about going on 8 years now, retired from running my own business. That basically was a major milestone, to be honest with you, because it was a massive decision. Keep working. We paid the mortgage off, and that was the reason we did that. Keep working and have loads of money. Literally, loads of money every month that was going to a mortgage would then be ours in our back pocket, as it were. Or give up the stress of running your own business and have an easier life. And it's not all about money, after all. It was a tough, tough decision to make. But we are still both glad we made that call. So retiring at the age of 57 was pretty damn early, you know. So that was definitely a milestone. And then we had our 40th wedding anniversary. That's the ruby one. And we went off, but I can't remember where we went for our 40th. I think we actually, I can't remember. Did we go to Canada? Was it Canada? I can't remember now. But that was a major milestone, because 40 years, let's put it this way, 40 years of married to each other and still together and still loving each other. And still having the odd argument. Hey, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That was definitely a major milestone. So I guess that probably tallies up all the important milestones of my life to date, including, yes, yesterday being the age of 65, or becoming the age of 65. I've had a good life, actually. Not counting the times when times were hard, either socially, with arguments and pressures, or the odd, or when my wife was really, really ill, seriously ill, twice. And not counting those, and not counting the aches and pains that we've got, I consider that my youth was fantastic, a fantastic period of my life, and that rearing four kids successfully was probably a milestone in itself. It's hard enough to rear one nowadays. So all in all, I firmly and honestly believe, and I thank the Lord, that I have had a great life, and all those milestones have come along, and yesterday I achieved another one. So what will be the next one? Well, will I reach 80? Is that the next target 15 years from now, or will 70 be something important? Yeah, I don't know. I don't consider 75 years down the line as being all that important. I think reaching 80, God willing, would be a major milestone. So, will I be recording my milestones on Audioboo in 15 years' time? There's a thought. Will anybody still be listening? My God, in 15 years' time. Anyhow, thanks for listening to my milestones of life. I've probably forgotten one or two, but I think I've covered the base, or most of the bases. Cheerio bye the new.